content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
that's your problem.
How you doing, everybody, and welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much. We have a jam-packed show for you today. As you can see, our featured guest, you're staring right at her. She's there. Let me describe her to you, and so we can dive right in, because there's a lot to talk about.
A lot of bombs dropped yesterday.
We have, of course, with a psychic medium, Utsava, who's so accurate. I mean, we're witnessing exactly what she's predicting. Real time that she's predicting me in advance. So this is pretty cool stuff, and having her back on here on point. 2020, her 2020 predictions have just been absolutely unprecedented about President Trump, Obama, the deep state, who's messing with her computer, the satanic cults and political events, and much, much, much more going on there. So you'll be able to check her out at utsava.net, and also you can also get exclusive content from her at her Patreon page, which is patreon.com/Utsava, and we'll have links for you on that. So before
just
we bring
just a real quick thing, you know, I just want to take a quick moment and thank everybody for tuning in, watching the shows, commenting on the shows, joining the group. The channel is just like boom. It is starting to pick up massive amounts of energy, and it's all because of you guys. It's growing. People are sharing the videos, and everybody seems to be really enjoying it. Obviously, they love you, Utsava, of course, who won it. And everybody leaves lots of comments, lots of questions. So I did my best today to answer, to grab as many as I possibly could, because I'm getting flooded with questions. So I gave them all to her. I mean, I'm going to give them all to her, and, you know, we'll try to get as many in as we possibly can. I think there probably were more than 20 just in the past 2 days, in the past two shows, from the JFK and the End Is Near. Definitely resonated with a lot of people, and they have a lot of questions, so we're going to let it roll and see what she says.
Right. Don't forget, while you're on the channel watching right now, to go ahead and hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. This way you can always be updated on everything. So, Utsava, let's dive right in with you if we can. Yesterday, a big bomb drop with, this, I hope I'm saying it right, Ghislaine Maxwell. She's been arrested in the United Kingdom, and the mainstream media couldn't even hide it. Can we get your take on what's happening there?
Okay, that's really big news, and it's even greater news that it's all official news, it's public news, it's mainstream news. So that's pretty cool. Actually, her arrest is bigger than Epstein's arrest, because she has been Epstein's handler, and they're all part of a mob. Behind them is Mossad, and so they basically had a worldwide operation where they tried to have people commit crimes, film them, and then use it for blackmail. So they had all their politicians worldwide, the leaders, pretty much everybody in power, most people in power, especially in the Western world, but also in Asia. It's really worldwide, under control this way, through blackmail. So it was a blackmail operation.
What is actually Mossad?
Mossad?
Yes.
It's tied with Israel. It's like we can call them a mafia.
That's right.
You know, organization. It's just a group, like the Rothschilds are a group, the Rockefellers are a group.
Oh.
You know, and they're tied also with terrorism worldwide and all that.
Was her father connected with Mossad?
Yes, the whole family. They were connected, then she was Epstein's handler. She told him what to do. So it looks like Epstein was the big guy, but he was just a small guy, actually. Smaller than her, yeah.
Real quickly then, so in essence, did she set him up, and did he know that he was being set up and just went along with it? Or was he didn't know?
No, he didn't.
Really being
he knew exactly what was going on. He knew exactly what was going on. I mean, he was all completely in on it, on the whole scam. Mm. He knew exactly what he was doing, you know. but she was his handler. So she controlled actually the entire show.
There's some images out there right now of from the British newspapers of Ghislaine being saying that she's being admitted into a hospital for COVID-related issues. And the date of the article is July 11th. So today is the 3rd. The date of the article is July 11th. So is there any truth to that you see there?
Yeah, she's going to be executed. So they're planning on that. Oh, now she has the coronavirus. And then she dies. Oh, she died of the coronavirus. How convenient. So that's what they're planning. That's what they get ahead of the story, because she's going to be executed. Mm. Yeah.
How did they execute them? Yeah. How do they actually execute? Is it like a gas, or how do they do?
No, usually it's injection. I mean, some people get shot in military tribunals. But she's tried in official trials. I mean, because this is not a military tribunal, it seems like. It seems like the FBI actually arrested her, right?
Yeah. So two questions. Yeah,
so that's not military tribunals, and that's probably international laws apply, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. But what I'm seeing is that she's going to be executed, how this plays out. Yeah.
Is she worth more alive? Is she more valuable alive?
As an asset?
Yeah, because she's got so much information. She's the one that really has everything.
Oh, she's not complying. She's not complying. See, those people, they are complying. They do it a little bit differently. There's usually first time an arrest, like we've seen with Boris Johnson is an example for that, or Hillary Clinton. The first time they were arrested, Hillary Clinton was arrested October 17, Kiana said 2017, and then Boris Johnson was arrested years ago, and they had dirt on them, and then they made them do things in their favor as part of a plea agreement. Hillary Clinton, she, for instance, gave up a lot of information about the Queen, the royals, and Boris Johnson helped with the Brexit to get that through, Brexit thing.
So she's not coordinating. So is she taking the stance like, well, you all can go, you know, and I'm just going to, you kill me? I'd rather die than spill the beans?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Wow. Yeah. And she knows the crime she did. It's above and beyond. So if she talks, and then people turn on her, and they have all kinds of evidence on her, I don't see this going anywhere, because she knows all the people she would turn in. They have pictures of her doing stuff. They have all the proof, and they would then disclose that, you know, and then it gets worse.
Stuff like satanic ritual stuff?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they have all the proof. You know, she knows. What I see is that she can't, whoever she turns in, whatever she says, maybe she's giving them some information, but they're gonna turn on her too. Mm. So if they get caught, then she's getting caught even more. There's more information coming out. So I don't see that going anywhere with her. I don't think she was cooperative.
Wow. Do you think, is this what everybody has been waiting for in terms of the mainstream media finally saying, oh, we can't hide this any longer, so we're going to really have to report it? Is this the straw that's going to break the camel's back?
Well, I think what's the biggest straw to break the camel's back is actually Prince Andrew. And I started talking about him about over a year ago, and I've been saying there's charges coming up against him, and that's really big, because that's like a celebrity, a royal, and that he's going to be charged. I mean, first of all, it shows that the royals are losing power. I mean, then basically the British royals, you can say the royalty in the monarchy in Great Britain, I mean, in England, is dismantled at this point. Yeah. You know, they moved Buckingham Palace and things like that. And you can see the signs. It's not official yet, but you can see the signs. And they couldn't have brought charges if they wouldn't be in power. And it's just a power demonstration, because you see that Maxwell, that, you know, she's so high up in the hierarchy, so to speak, directly with Mossad, that they're literally losing power, that they can do something like this and pull that off, because the corruption is so deep in the government and so high up that they were able to arrest her in, you know, and even in public court. I mean, even it's a military tribunal, so much higher, stricter standards, you know, so they have to have a lot of proof.
Military tribunals.
What are you trying to ask?
Like, what's your thoughts on that? Like, are they really fair? I mean, don't you think they should be, like, public? In this
no, scenario? Because it never works, remember? Because there were so many cases where they tried people in public and then the bribing. It's like mafia, you know? The mafia in Italy always worked that way for years. And in other South American countries, too, where nothing was ever possible. The mafia controlled everything, and this is no different here. The mob really controls the courts, everything. Yeah. If the judge is not complying, they kill the whole family, they kill him, or they blackmail them and they bribe them, and they say, if you don't take the bribe, we're going to take you out. I mean, there's no chance to win a case in public court.
That's for true. These people.
Her to have a public trial, that means they were able to somehow do it in a way, or they're thinking they're going to get it done in a public court. I mean, we must have already a lot of power that it can be tried in public court like that.
Yeah. What about a public hanging? I would love to see
public hanging. Is that what you're looking for?
Yes.
To see a public execution?
I would love to see a will there ever be a day? Will there ever be a day that will come around, a public execution? I know it's sick, but I'm just wondering.
I mean, they have, I think they filmed the executions. They film the executions. They usually get a lethal injection. I mean, actually, three injections. They do it with three injections now, like, you know, on both arms. And, like, one to make them paralyzed, one to, I don't know what the others are, like, one to execute, one to paralyze them.
I think pedophiles, ones that have been proven pedophiles, I think they should cut their balls off and be publicly hung.
Ghislaine doesn't have any balls,
though. That's just my feeling.
Ghislaine doesn't have balls.
On her scenario, I think
I don't want to go there.
All right. Hey,
how I feel about it.
I want to move over to Oprah, if we can, with you as far as what's going on with her. Number one, is she in the satanic world? Is she considered like a high priestess? Is she involved in all that?
I'm not sure. I don't see her necessarily like that. I'm sure she has participated in some satanic rituals and in some cannibalism and things like that, from my point of view. But I think she was more like a supplier for the children, be it for trafficking, be it for, you know, I just call it chrome extractions, be it for other crimes. You know, I don't want to say too much on YouTube because there's no point, because otherwise they shut it down. But we know what I'm talking about. And also alien stuff, like alien experiments. And there's also some, let's call it federal organizations involved in that. Like, she and Anderson Coopers are, I'm just going to say the initials, I'm not going to say the word, Caesar Island Andrea. Mm-hmm. Involved. Okay, they're basically agents by them. So Oprah has been a supplier. Also, she was accused of by a few celebrities that she basically was handing them to Weinstein for being raped, or sexually abused, you know, and things like that. So she was more like a supplier, a trafficker in that sense.
Was Epstein more the...
She's facing 30 years, yeah.
Was Epstein more of a puppet, or was he more of the ringleader in this whole thing going on?
Who?
Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein. Was he more of a puppet in this whole plan of everything, you know? Or was he more of the ringleader?
Both. I mean, both. Maxwell and Mossad was above him, but he was there. He was the orchestrator. It's kind of like you have a movie and there's... the one who owns the movie or the orchestrates the whole thing, and then you have a director. He was like the director hired by Mossad, you know, by Maxwell.
I have a question. It may sound absolutely absurd, but I thought about this the other day. Anderson Cooper, what is her name with the red hair? I can't stand her. Griffin?
Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin with the red hair that was holding up the head of Trump. Do you remember her? She's always with Anderson Cooper. I think she's a he anyway, but you know, I think I'm almost positive she's a he, but is she related to Anderson Cooper? And would she possibly be Anderson Cooper's dead brother? They have a strange relationship, Anderson Cooper.
It feels like there is a relationship, like a genetic relationship, like a family ties. I can see that. There's some family ties, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would explain a lot.
I can see that they're probably related. But a lot of these people are related. They know each other, grew up together, mm-hmm. you know, from the same clubs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about this new king coming out here? And now he's talking about, I think he's from New Zealand or something like that.
Well, she doesn't believe in the new king.
Okay, the self-proclaimed new king.
Yeah.
That's coming out. But he's talking about that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He's talking about that there was two Jesuses. Is there any truth to that?
Perhaps I can see that a little bit, like there was you know, somebody maybe having it's more like that there was Jesus, and I believe he didn't live when they say he lived. It was a little bit of a combined story or combined stories in the Bible. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting right now that it was Jesus, and there was another person like Jesus in another country somewhere. It's just a similar thing going on in another country, and then put the stories in the Bible somewhat, but it's more symbolic what it says in the Bible anyway. Yeah, there's still the same new king who claims he's king. He won't be king, okay?
Let's be
sorry,
clear.
Sorry, buddy.
He will not be king.
What are you telling me? I'm not.
Sorry.
No, I'm
sorry, king.
I have a statement.
Marina Abramovic. She's like the head, I don't know what you would even call her, the head Satanist, the queen of all Satanists, Marina Abramovic.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do with her?
They're going to do with her? You know, I was thinking about that, you asked me yesterday, and I was thinking about her. It's like, I just see a robot. I see her being completely controlled. That woman was not herself. I mean, there were stories going around about her, like a lot of people talked about her over the years, and talked about that she was actually a victim. She grew up basically in a satanic cult and so on, and she started as a victim. And I just see robot material in her, like even implants, not just by aliens, but also by devil worshippers that put some stuff in her.
Well, she did do that strange. Remember, she did that. Now that you're saying that, she did that commercial that they took down right away. Remember the commercial she did recently with what was it on? It was on not astral projection. It was on. I'll think about it in a second. Other quick question though: is Lady Gaga?
Gaga.
However you want to talk. I never even listened to her. Lady Gaga. Is she her daughter?
Oh yeah, there were some stories going around that was a possibility. Is she her physical daughter? I get that there is she's like her daughter, but not. She kind of grew up with her a little bit, but not physical. Perhaps no, I'm not getting.
There
yes
definitely
on that.
Seems like a strange relationship there too.
Don't you think Lady Gaga is a boy anyway?
Yes, I
is
do.
He's a boy. He's a boy. And was a boy actually. She's on the other side. He's on the other side, by the way. He was executed.
Hold on. Did you say he say that again?
Lady Gaga is not among us any longer.
Okay.
Oh, hey.
Aww, we have a visitor.
We have a visitor.
My favorite kitty.
What's Kitty's name?
Yeah.
What's Kitty's name?
Ramta.
Oh,
I had him as a baby. He grew up with me.
Ramka.
Ramka. I want to get into with you and Ramka. I want to get into the what's going on with the COVID right now. So it's obviously the gas has gone on that again, right? You know, so it's got full steam ahead. They're pushing it full steam ahead. You're seeing it everywhere. So now it appears that we're going to have another run. Stimulus checks are obviously that, all that talk's coming out again. Those are being extended again. How long now do we go through? So we went through the first COVID, let's say from 2 months was it?
Feels like 4 months.
First 2 months, and then it was the riots. And now how long do we go through this next?
Long are we going to be wearing masks for?
Or this next phase of whatever they're trying to do, you know, this COVID number two, let's call it. COVID reloaded.
COVID reloaded. Okay, there will be no second wave of a new coronavirus. They're just trying to stall the old version. Coronavirus is really over. The shutdown is over. And they're just trying to stall it. They're still not opening up 100% in a lot of places. And so on and so forth. They've opened the country a little bit. And so they want to stall it for crashing the economy and so on. And I think it will be just kind of gone. I see things a little bit open up more. I see masks improving so that maybe they go away in some places more. Where I live, I don't have to wear a mask. Unless I want to sit in a restaurant to walk in, I have to wear a mask. That's it. I don't go to, I just take takeout for that reason.
Same
exactly.
Yeah, but it's improving. I see some improvements coming up, it's just they're trying to stall it. But they're lying about the numbers. They're claiming all these new cases and all that, and the tests are wrong. And there was this, was it that in Tanzania, that leader is always joking about these things, and he published some things and he made some tests, and they tested goats that tested positive on coronavirus and plants, and yeah, the tests are no good. They're having now parties, I heard, in Texas, like the kids having parties and they want to give each other the coronavirus. They're joking about it. Must not be such a bad virus. Because a lot of people test positive, but that means they don't have symptoms. Oh, I could have it too. It's just a test that lies about you having it or not having it so that they can keep the mask going.
Mm-hmm.
All the people that are wearing the mask right now, so there seems to be a lot of evidence and, that they are getting sick from that. So it's actually making them sicker. Do you see any type of mass, let's call it litigation towards that? Meaning like all these people all of a sudden are like, oh, we all got sick because you told us to wear the mask all day long and this is what happened to us. Is there any type of, let's call it lawsuit, if you would, or any litigation that's going to happen for?
I'm actually getting right now, maybe next year there will be something, because there's also a lot of toxins in the fabric of the mask. So breathing that in, how they color it, and they put actually in a lot of fabric some toxic material to make it look more shiny and things like that, especially new fabric, and also the mask. And also the masks, unless you change it every hour or so, it's going to harbor the germs, and then you keep breathing in the germs. It's not the cleanest sterile mask you're using. Just remember, it's not sterile. Breathing out your own germs in.
Like shoving a whole sock in your mouth every time, right? I mean,
a lack of oxygen.
That's disgusting.
They could be using blue light. There's a blue light technology, also Trump talked about it, in stores. Just have the blue light shining, it kills all the virus. It would be much better than wearing masks. Don't seem very effective.
Yeah. This, again, and I hate to go back to the self-proclaimed king, non-king king.
There is no king.
But somebody asked a question, and I'm just going to throw this one out there. He says, I feel like he knows alchemy, and possibly, would this guy be walking through wormholes? The self-proclaimed king.
He knows alchemy. Yeah, he's obviously very impressive for some people. They're buying into it. He's a what I would call a con artist.
Oh, that's very direct.
A fraud. He's a fraud, in my opinion. My opinion.
I don't know. It's good.
Yeah.
Here's one for you.
Pretender. A pretender.
A pretender?
Yeah.
Can I ask you real quick, what is this pretender's mission? What is he trying to accomplish? What is he hoping to gain, or what are they hoping to gain?
His 15 minutes of fame.
He's getting more than that.
Some people do anything for fame and money. He's collecting money. He wants to get the idea going. He's delusional. Some people have a little bit issues, you know, psychologically. They're not well.
Could you imagine being that delusional that you think you're the king? I mean, you got to be pretty delusional if you're believing that you're the king of England.
I think when he's not going to be the king, he's going to find an excuse why he's not going to be the king. Oh, something happened and blah, 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 blah. But he still has his fame status. So some people, even MAGA supporters, I had him on their shows. I'm like, and so many of my clients and friends said, I'm not going to listen to those shows ever again because it's so obvious that he's a fraud.
Yeah.
That's what they told me. It's like, how can the people have them on over and over and over again? And there's really no evidence that why would he be king?
Yeah.
And why would he come forward like this to those kind of shows? He would be on national TV probably if that was true.
Well, absolutely.
Well, so we have a king. And then we should, that means by all logic, then we should be having like Jesus come out soon. And then, you know, maybe like who else will come out?
Buddha.
I mean, Buddha will come Krishna. Out. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, and that's exactly that reptilian stuff. That's exactly that reptilian stuff that they're creating this sensational fake reality. Ah, oh, it's going to be Jesus falling from the sky. Oh, there's this king coming out. We have a new king. You know, it's all this sensational stuff. When something is more real, it's just more simple. It's more in your daily life. The higher aliens, God Almighty, they don't work like that with sensation. That's what mind, ego wants, is stimulation, sensation, you know. It's like all the colorful candies in the store, but they're very toxic. Same thing. It's like all this fancy stuff is what they want. This is what the ego wants.
Good point.
Is there any truth to, when you talk about Jesus falling out of the sky, is there any truth to this whole concept of, in some way or fashion, of this rapture, if you would, people just being,
like,
you know, plucked up into the sky kind of thing?
What's going to happen with the rapture?
Is there any truth to that, of some variation of it, where there will be some form of a rapture?
Like, in other words, in the Christian belief system, they believe that people are literally just going to get swooped off the earth plane and sucked up, whether you're in an airplane or you're driving in a car or whatever.
Just magically, like, boom, magically, you just
be placed on a higher earth or their version of heaven.
Oh, I see.
And then all the negative people are going to be left, you know, down on the earth plane, which would be the AKA hell, so to speak, because you have to go through all this tribulation and whatever, whatever.
Will this happen? I get overall no. Maybe something will happen, something similar could happen in some places, but overall I would give it a no.
Wait a second.
What?
Maybe this is what it means. Remember how you were talking about the 3D and the 5D and people are going to ascend to the 5D? Maybe that's an interpretation that people obviously have stretched out or put their own twist on it. But maybe that's that interpretation of where the Bible says that some people have, I don't know the exact wording, will be taken off the planet. Would that be a correlation between the 5D and the 3D?
I think that some people will be taken off the planet to see this right now in front of us. They will be arrested in military tribunals, tried, executed, and they're actually being brought sometimes. I think there's things the Patriots are doing, but there's also things the Patriot aliens are doing, that they get them off the planet forever. And they want to do this with as many possible so that they will never come back. Well, some people, like Hillary Clinton, God Almighty wants to bring her to the light and wants to have her repent, which is not repenting. Because she originally doesn't come from a bad star system. She's just controlled. totally controlled by some alien, dark alien groups, but she's originally not, I don't think she's a dark soul originally.
That brings up a very interesting point. So if you're not originally a dark soul and you've been brainwashed or under the spell of MK Ultra or whatever, do they get second chances then? Is that what you're saying? Like when they die, the real body, where do they go?